T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, January 20th. We have reached our high temperature for today. It's going to fall throughout today, eventually to a high slash low of 48, if that makes sense. Overnight lows 30 on the North Shore, 34 South, 39 for a high tomorrow. And then overnight, Friday night, Saturday morning, you got to watch out for some icy bridges. Lows of 26 north, 32 south, and then highs both days, 48 and 49. Now, we're joined by Louisiana Secretary of Department of Transportation Development, Sean Wilson, Dr. Sean Wilson, I should say. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning to you and your listeners.
Thanks for taking the time. Before we get to bridge repair and so forth, Dave Cohen and I were joking the other day about you got to pay attention to the bridges ice before highway signs that we usually scoff at when it's 138 degrees in July, but now you really do have to pay attention to them. Talk about that, if you will, for a second, and how important that is.
You're absolutely right, Tommy. I will tell you, you know, last year over 970 some odd people, if I'm not mistaken, were killed on our highways, a large part because of driver behavior, but sometimes because of real issues that happen on bridges. And so we put those up there, and it's pretty wise of us given climate change effects. The elevated structures that you have above water, they tend to cool and chill and ice perhaps faster than the roads because of the natural ground temperature. You don't have that on structures. And so when you run into ice or black ice, no one is good on driving on that. And for Louisianians who are not accustomed to driving in those type of conditions, it gets pretty hairy out there. And, you know, the challenge is when you have accidents and you have fatalities, it actually puts a strain on services that we could deal with other types of emergencies, whether they're fires or heating issues and things of that nature. So you are correct that bridges do freeze earlier than other elements of our highway system, and they can be a surprise. You only need a little patch of ice. You only need a little bit that will cause you to skid and glide and you know, move into the barriers or another oncoming car or even worse, a human. So
what do I do
to that when these temperatures
Secretary,
drop?
If I'm driving down the road on late Friday night or early Saturday morning, and I'm on the interstate, and then I go over a bridge, and it might be ice. Do I keep the same speed? Should I slow down before the bridge? What's the ideal thing?
The worst thing you can do is slam on your brakes if you finally realize you're on ice, and just hold steady and don't accelerate, don't decelerate, slam on your brakes. Typically, you're going to go over it, and you may skid a little bit, you may sway a little bit. What my experiences show is that people overreact, and that overreact causes an extreme reaction of the vehicle. So if you quickly turn those wheels, you're going to slide in a direction perhaps other than what you intended to go. So stay calm, maintain your pace. You know, chances are you're not going to go over yards and feet of ice. You're going to have ice in patches. Snow is a lot easier than ice because you have some traction there. In ice, you have no traction, and that's the unfortunate thing. And so don't slam on your brakes. Don't overreact. Hold steady. And, of course, you should be doing the speed limit or being more cautious and going slower than the speed limit just so that you can control the vehicle.
I just wanted to address that for safety because we got to, you know, keep people safe. That's the first thing, right? Let's talk about when we come back.
Absolutely.
Rebuilding bridges, Secretary. I met you at Belchase Auditorium when we were talking about this toll bridge. I don't know if you remember that. I didn't really introduce myself.
Yep.
But because the question a lot of people have is, with this money coming in and the plans that are underway, why not private-public partnerships for all of the projects that are slated instead of just in Belchase? Because a lot of us want to know that, and you can answer when we come back. At 7:20, we're talking to Dr. Sean Wilson, Secretary of Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development, about Louisiana getting $1 billion from the feds to help fix our bridges. Right now, we look at traffic on WWL. It is currently 7:25. I'm Tommy Tucker. Good morning. WWL, Thursday, January 20th. We've reached our high temperature for today. And to take a look at where the temperatures stand around the areas, 57 degrees in Mandeville, 58 in Metairie, 57 in Kenner. Here in Belchase, it is 58, and the temperature is going to fall throughout the day. We're talking to Dr. Sean Wilson, Secretary of Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development, DOTD, about fixing up bridges in the state. Louisiana is going to get $1 billion from the feds. So, Dr. Wilson, when it comes to projects to repair bridges or replace bridges, we have a project underway where they're building a toll bridge in Belchase. We were told that's the only way it would happen. It was a public-private partnership. And I guess the question to you is, to make this $1 billion go even farther, is there any way that future projects will be approached the same as was the Belchase Bridge, and that it'll be a public-private partnership?
Absolutely, Tommy. You know, we are in the middle of a procurement right now for a major structure on I-10 in Lake Charles as a public-private partnership using tolls. We're also advancing a new Mississippi River Bridge, a project that will require tolls. And you hit the nail on the head, is that we have to have an all-of-the-above policy in terms of funding infrastructure, because the data and the facts prove that out. The $1 billion that we're going to receive over the next 5 years is effectively a special appropriation. It is not a regular recurring amount of money. I've got no less than 5 or 6 projects each that are going to cost more than $1 billion in today's dollars. And so if I used 100% of that money on just one of those projects, I wouldn't have enough to finish it, and I'd still have 4 projects undone. And so we're going to have to leverage private equity, which is a formula that works and has worked in Texas, Florida, Alabama, Chicago, California. I mean, you name the states that are growing and have booming economies and good infrastructure. It's going to have to be done that way. The other issue is, I've got over $3 billion of unmet needs, and this is only going to address 1/3 of it over the next 5 years. We've got 12,000 bridges in Louisiana, and a load-posted bridge is closed for school buses, perhaps, trucks, 18-wheelers, folks that are moving goods from the farm to the market or to a port. And so while that bridge may be passable for a vehicle, it is stymieing the economy. And so we've got thousands of bridges that are in poor condition that are only going to get worse with time. And this investment is welcomed, and it's going to equate to about $200 million a year. That's a lot of money, but it's far from what we need to be able to invest in it. So I appreciate, you know, Senator Cassidy and Congressman Carter for helping pass the bill to fund these priorities. These are things we take for granted. No one wants to cut a ribbon on a rehabbed bridge, but the reality is, if I don't take care of that bridge, life as we know it stops. Whether it's interstates, major highways, bridges are critical to our infrastructure and the system. You can drive on a pothole riddled road and complain. You can't do that on a bridge. So it's a good investment.
Well, when you talk about interstate overpasses, is that considered a bridge as well in terms of projects at the state?
That is correct. That is a bridge. You know, and we tend to take care of the interstates a lot better than we do all of the other bridges, in a sense, because of the federal mandates and the performance measures that we have to meet and the level of funding. We get 90% of our bridge money, our interstate money, covered, and we only need a 10% match. Our regular highway system, the things that are in Main Street America, Main Street, Louisiana, we're required to put up 20%. 80% of the traffic, 65, 70%, 80% of the traffic is going to be on the interstate at some point. That's only 1,000 of the 16,000 miles I'm responsible for at DOTD. And so think about that in terms of where we have to prioritize and how critical it is for bridges in small communities, in, you know, rural areas, suburban areas, or urban areas. The interstates only get you from one point to the other. It doesn't really connect you in terms of the daily routine of life that you get.
So for us in Belle Chasse, don't feel as though we were singled out. That's the new model going forward, right, Secretary?
That is the new model going forward. I will tell you, if without it, you wouldn't have the new bridge coming, and the existing bridge is unacceptable in terms of its condition. And it's been years that we've talked about it. So they're making good progress.
Yeah, blown and gone. Looks like they're making good progress on it indeed. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Sean Wilson, Louisiana Secretary of DOTD. When we come back, we'll talk to...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.